It's a real joy to be here this afternoon. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be here. Amen. You pray for me, let me get these butterflies flying away and I'll be all right.
Amen. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Yes. Glad I'm saved. Glad to be here this night, these days that we have together. Yes. I believe with all my heart and heart that we're living in, we're going to have to be doing this more often.
Yes.
To find the strength from the Lord that in the hour that we're living in. But I'm glad that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
And he's not going to change.
No, that's right.
But he desires to change us.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for the blessing this morning. And, well, they preached this morning. We heard some preaching this morning. And I was sitting about there a while ago thinking, man, they preached up a storm this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. Psalms 91, if you take your Bibles and turn there. How long?
35, 32.
I just want to be obedient. Amen. Psalms 91, if you find your place, would you mind standing if you could?
Amen.
Honor to the reading of the Word of God, and we'll share with you what's on our heart tonight. And
Amen.
I didn't come to preach. I come to get in, but I didn't come to preach. But I learned years ago, just be obedient to the Lord. And I tell you what, I'm looking for what God's going to do this week. I've heard a lot about the meeting for years. Some fellas been telling me about it and never been able to get up this way. But I've heard a lot about it, and I'm just glad to be here. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Psalms 91, verse 1, the Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." Now, there's three characters in this psalm. And as we go through it and read it, I want you to listen to the scriptures here tonight. But there's three characters. And the first one is, he says, "my," in verse 2. He says, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust." And then he begins to talk about, he begins to witness to someone else in verses 3, 4, and 5. He says, "Surely he shall deliver thee."
Yeah.
And we do have something to tell the world today about our God, what he can do. "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the northern pestilence. And he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. And his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord," notice that, "because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, and neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lions and the dragon shall thou trample under feet." And then he talks about the third character is the Lord God. He begins to say in verse 14, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Thank you for standing. Read and honor the Word of God. Would you look with us in prayer this afternoon? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this day. Wonderful privilege we have, Lord, to come to the house of the Lord tonight. And I'm glad, Lord, tonight that I'm in my Father's house, Lord, with your children. And Father, we ask you tonight, God, Lord, for the leadership of the Spirit of God. Father, we pray tonight, God, that you'd help us, dear Lord, as we handle the Word of God. Lord, without thee, dear Lord, we're nothing. And apart from you, Lord, not anything we can do. We're dependent upon you, dear Lord, tonight to speak to us and through us, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the place that we can come together around the Word of God tonight. Lord, open up our hearts and our minds this week, dear Lord, and help us and feed us and show us and, Lord, encourage us and, Lord, just do a work of grace in us, Lord, that will last until Jesus Christ comes, dear Lord. In Christ's name we pray tonight. Amen and amen. I want to take our text tonight out of verse 1 here. Out of verse 1, we want to look at verse 1 for just a moment. And it says, He that dwelleth in a secret place. And in these verses here, we see some interesting things that the writer is pinning down to encourage the children of God. As I said a while ago, if we listened just one side to the news media today, we would be all men with no hope today. But I'm glad, thank God, I have a Bible that I can read. And I've got the Spirit of God living on the inside. And I got a blessed hope waiting for me one day when Jesus is going to come again. So I'm glad I read the last chapter and I know how it's going to end up. Amen. I'm glad Psalms 2 is still in the book. Amen. The nations are rising up against His anointed. Thank God He's going to come one day and show Him just who He is. Amen. But our Bible tells you and I, it tells you and I here in Psalms 1, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And I want to share with you a little thought tonight from this chapter here about dwelling in the secret place. And really we use the word secret, but it's not secret to the children of God, for we know where it is and we know who it is. Now the world doesn't know Him, but thank God you and I know Him that are saved by the grace of God. And I'm glad that, listen, He tells you and I that we can come, and the reason why we need to get to Him is because we're exposed to temptations today. We're exposed to dangers today, and we're exposed to the enemy of the devil and pestilence. But in our verses we read, there's really nothing to fear if we trust in God. Psalmist David said, I think in Psalm 54, in verse 3 and 4, he says, what time I'm afraid, I trust in thee. Then Isaiah wrote many years later, he says, I will trust in thee and not be afraid. Now there are some times that we are afraid and we are fearful. But then when we're walking in the Spirit of God and have the Word of God, we'll just trust in Him and not be afraid. Amen. Because He is still in control today. Amen. He told His disciples to get in the boat. We're going to the other side. He fell asleep and the boat was full of water. But the Bible says that they woke Him up and said, Lord, cares not we perish. Hey, He had already told them we're going to the other side. Amen. It doesn't matter how, how high the storm gets, how much water gets in the boat. We're still headed to the other side. Feel a little bit like preaching a little bit a while. Amen. Hey, our Bible tells you and I here that in verses 1 and 2, that they're celebrating the praises of those who trust in God. Then in verses 3 through 8, he's encouraging others to put their trust in God. And when the psalmist mentioned these verses here, he says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now here, the Almighty One is the one that He identified Himself to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, where He says, I am the Lord God Almighty. And listen, He is the all-sufficient One. He is El Shaddai tonight. He is the one that is the many-breasted one. He is the one that can nourish you and I. Amen. I'm glad that God knows our weaknesses. God knows what we stand in need of. And everything that we need has been met in Jesus Christ tonight. And thank God we can come to Him tonight. Our Bible tells you and I in Hebrews 10 and verse 19. Having therefore, brother, boldness to enter to the holies of holies by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God we don't come as strangers to Him, but we come as His children. Amen. Amen, amen. But this little word here, shout, is an interesting word here. And our Bible mentions this in Isaiah 32 and verse 2. Yeah. He talks about that He's a shadow of the rock. Yeah. In other words, there's a place in a weary land where we can rest in a time of trouble. And listen, I'm aware today that, hey, we are in some troublesome times today. Our Bible tells you and I that perilous times shall come. That word perilous there is the same word that Jesus mentioned about that man was in the tomb, had that was exceeding fierce over there, running around naked. But listen, hey, Jesus can still put the devil in his place today. Yes, He can. Yes, He can. But we talk about the shadow of the rock there and helping and healing and a hiding place. Then he talks about, if you want to look there with me, in the book of Song of Solomon, and chapter 2, he talks about another shadow there. In Song of Solomon 2 and verse 2 and 3, he says, as the lilies among the thorns, so is my love among thy daughters. He says, as the apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sun. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. I'm glad when we can get to the presence of God. Hallelujah. We can sit down there with joy unspeakable, knowing that God's going to do something for us. Amen. Hey, if I could just find the Savior, if you could just tell me where He's at, if you could just point me to Him, I know that if I can find Him, everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Listen, He is still the way. He is still the truth, and He is still alive today. He is still the resurrection. He is everything that we need tonight. I sit under His shadow with great delight. Boy, it's a blessing to be able to come to the house of God. I mean, listen, I come with anticipation to wonder what God's going to do. Amen. Hey, man, church ought to not be just a normal thing that we know what we're going to do. But thank God when we come to worship Him. Hallelujah. Listen, there's no telling what God's life will do. Amen. God, listen, God desires to be with His people. Amen. He says where two or three are gathered together, I'm in the midst. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, when He shows up, He'll show out. That song of Solomon said, I sat under His shadow with great delight, and His fruit was sweet to my taste. I'm glad when I get under His shadow, I can have some good fruit. I'm glad also in verse 4, He brought me to the banquet house. I'm glad when I get under His shadow, I can have some food. I'm going to tell you, there's been times in my Christian life I've been weary, I've been worn, I've been shot at, hit. Thank God somewhere I dragged myself to the house of God. Sit down there amongst the children of God. And they begin to sing the songs of Zion. And the man of God get up and preach the word of God. And the children of God begin to pray. And God begin to do some things. And hallelujah, we can say, I'm glad I went to the house of God. Not only under the shadows there's fruit and there's food, but there's flagons. In verse 4 he said, He brought me to the banqueting house, and His banner with me with love was love. He said, stay with me, flagon. That was raisin and apples. Comfort me with apples, for I'm sick of love. Well, I'm glad everything that God has for you and I is in reach tonight. It's in reach. For by faith we can touch a great Savior. But greater than that, a great God can touch a sinner tonight. And a great God can touch a saint of God tonight. And a great God can touch a church tonight. And a great God can touch our government tonight. And a great God can touch our world tonight. Why? Because He is God Almighty. Amen. Shadow of the rock, the shadow of the trees. And Psalm 63:7 talks about in times of discouragement, He said, I can rest in the shadow of His wings. In times of discouragement, we can come to Him. And then the Bible says in Isaiah 51 and verse 6, and then Isaiah 49:2, that He hides me in the shadow of His hand. I'm glad there's a place that God can put you and I that never can find us. He wonder where we went. God's a hiding you and I. Well, the Bible says that John the Baptist was in the wilderness hiding until he came forth. God knows how to hide His children from the devil. Oh, yeah. Yes, He does. So we find out that, listen, He's a shadow. But notice this little word here again, shadow. And it, listen, this word dwell here in verse 1 of Psalm 91, it means to make one's home, to reside, and to live. It means a habitat and environment. And he that dwelleth, in other words, just get comfortable around God. I like it. Listen, hey, I like it when God shows up. Amen. I like it when He walks through, as the preacher preached this morning about, listen, when the Lord would just come by every now and then. Amen. And drop some handfuls of purpose to listen to you and I. And encourage you and I and move you and I toward Him. Our Bible tells you and I here about this word dwelleth here. It means to make one's home. And listen, Christ should be our home tonight. Prayer should be our home tonight. Bible reading should be our home tonight. The house of God ought to be our home tonight. Hey, the family of God ought to be our home tonight. We can dwell. Hey, I feel it. Well, hey, I feel just at home tonight right here. I'm away 100 miles away, but Brother Duncan, I feel at home tonight. Amen. Same crowd. Amen. I like it. Amen. I just feel at home in the Father's house. Oh, yes, our Bible tells you and I that we can dwell with Him. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. We can come to Him. Yeah. Now, listen, we need a place of security and a shelter and safety in this world that we're living in. Jesus said in John 15 and verse 7, He says, abide in me. And we find the shadow of the Almighty we mentioned while I go to Abraham. Now, in other words, for you and I to have a shadow of the natural realm, there's got to be a definite era of shade that is cast upon a surface by something that interrupts that light there. But God's shadow is not like the natural shadow that we're talking about. We can cast a dark shadow, but God does not. The Bible tells you and I in the book of Matthew 17 and 1 through 7, when Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on the mountaintop up there, and he took them up there, and they beheld his glory. They saw his glory. Simon Peter said, "Lord, it sure is good for us to be here." He said, to be here, let us just build some tabernacle. And listen, that was a part to this, to go in a building program right then. It was a time to go in a blessing program, amen, and blessing him. And our Bible says that they beheld his glory. And the Bible says while God spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them. I mean, honey, while they were there talking, that bright cloud just overshadowed them. I mean, listen, God knows how to keep the glory to himself. And Simon Peter said, "Lord, it sure is good for us to be here." And the Bible says that this shadow, this bright cloud overshadowed them. Then we go to the book of Acts chapter 5. The Bible talks about when Simon Peter and the church had to do some chastisement there in that early church in Acts chapter 5 with Ananias and Sapphira. And the Bible tells you now in Acts chapter 5 in verses 12 through 16 how that Simon Peter walked through the crowd. And the Bible says that they were bringing the sick people and bring them down there, and the shadow of Peter going across them healed them. And honey, it was the shadow of a natural light of the sun, but it was the shadow of the glory of God upon Simon Peter. Listen, that he walked through there and the glory of God shone upon him. And honey, it still brought him, and God still desires for his glory to sit upon his people and his church. And listen, God gets all the glory. Shadow of God. We're involved in eternity right now. The shadow of God. To explain it, I can't. But thank God, I'm glad that he'll pass by every now and then in a bright cloud and overshadow you and I. And we're to do like the Song of Solomon said there. He just sat down there. I'll tell you, there's some times that we just need to be still before God. Amen. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." And here we see some things here. And this word here in verse 1 of Psalm 91, it talks about he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. Now here he's testifying. I'm just going to brag on Jesus, the psalmist said. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. And that's the present tense. Now notice how he deals in the future tense in verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. Hey, listen, if God delivers you and I today, he'll do it tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
If he did it last month, he'll do it next year too. Amen. Hey, it doesn't matter if gas gets to $10 a gallon. God still knows how to provide for his people. Amen. God knows how to bring us back to him. We can trust in him. Amen. He never faileth. Oh, we can abide there. Verse 4, it says there, he shall cover thee. This word cover here means to entwine as a screen. It means to fence in. It means to cover over. So in verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And here we find this word shield, it means a hook. And it means a pointed hook on a large shield. And it means as if God is guarding you and I by pricking. Sometimes the devil comes around and tries to get you and I, Brother Bob. And the shield of the truth, which is the word of God, God uses that just to prick the devil. God uses that just to prick our enemy. God uses that, listen, to drive away the forces of hell against you and I. God knows how. Listen, honey, if we just learn to dwell in that secret place, God will take care of everything. This shield, this buckler, is the truth of the word of God. His pledge and his promises would be to them as a shield, as a soldier in battle. God has given you and I 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. And the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but thank God they're mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Hey, when the children of Israel marched across that Jordan River there, They saw the city of Jericho. How can we take it? God gave them orders what to do. March around it. Don't say a word. March around the next day. Don't say a word. He did that. But you know what happened on that last day? God said, when you march around it this day, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to blow the trumpet and shout. Amen. There's sometimes, listen, that we don't know what to do. But simply just march around it. Obey God. God tell you and I just to shout it out. Amen. Amen. Whoa, that's his name tonight. So he sat down there. Now go with me here to Psalms 91 very quickly here. Let me give you these seven things very quickly here. Our Bible tells you and I that there is a secret place that where we can get to him. Because he desires to get with us. You see, the Bible says in John 21 that the Jews, or rather the disciples, were gathered together at the resurrection for fear of the Jews. And the Bible says that the door's closed. Here comes Jesus walking right in the midst of them. Closed doors don't bother him one bit. He'll still show up. Amen, church? He'll still show up. But listen here. We see here in verse 1, we dealt about that. The word dwell means to sit down. It means a calm response to God Almighty. I know that we're living in the microwave age today. We'd rather have it, put it in there and just nuke that thing for about 2 minutes and it's done. Honey, we got these drive-through windows on everything. I'm drugstores and hamburger places and everywhere you go by. Nobody wants to wait anymore. Just pull through and get what you want. Honey, listen, I read of an article one time that they got a church in California that you drive by there, pay your tithe, listen to about a 2 to 5 minute message and you're all right. So they come to my church, they even get no 2 minute message. Or 5 minute. Amen. I didn't come to get out, I come to get in. That our Bible tells you not to dwell there. Then he says in verse 2, he's our defense. Verse 3, he's our deliverance. In verse 4, he's our dependence. Verse 5 and 6, there's darkness and things are happening. We don't understand. And sometimes we just can't see where the Lord's at. And Lord, I don't know where you're at. And Job said it like this. He says, Job 23, he said, I see God working on the right, but on the left hand, God's working. But he said, I just can't understand it. I'm telling you, sometimes it pays you and I just to get on the left side of God and see what God's doing. Because the Bible says on the left side of God, God's working. On the right hand, he's working. But on the left hand, listen, God's still working. When we can't understand it. When we don't know what to do, he's still working. So he is our Lord in darkness. Amen. Then there's disturbance in verse 7 and 8. But in verses 9 through 13, there is delight. Let me read those verses once again. Verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That means he knows how to make the devil stand at attention in the middle of the road while we're in the house of God worshiping him. God still can do that. Not come close to our dwelling. You go again, read the Bible, you'll find out that our house is the dwelling place of God. To the saved, he dwells on the inside. God knows, listen, I'm not talking, listen. God knows, listen, he knows how to, listen, as in the book of Job, there was a conversation in heaven. And the Bible says the hedge was down and the devil came to Job. And the Bible says that Job lost everything he had, and his health went, and his wife said, curse God and die. Job said, naked I came into the world, and naked I'm going to go out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And listen, if the blessings of God is not security from the things that we have. The blessing of God is the security that we have of Christ in us, the hope of glory. That he knoweth the way that I take. And when he had tried me, I'm going to come through this thing the way that he wants me to. Verse 10, no evil shall befall thee. Verse 11, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up their hands. And he said, in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thank you. Listen, we get to heaven one day, we're going to find out just how important our guardian angels be. And how good God's been to you and I. Because there have been some times I have stumped my toe and I fell down flat. And then there have been some times I look back on my life journey and I say, how did I ever get by that? I tell you how, God Almighty just took care of it. I deserve to be in hell tonight, but God came by when I was 16 years old, saved my never dying soul, lived inside of me, and thank God, that's been good to me. Amen. And I bless His name tonight. Hallelujah. Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lions and the dragon, thou shalt travel on foot and the feet. Look at verse 14 and 15 and 16, we'll close with it. Now look at God's delight and God's deliverance here now. He's talking about my God. Then He testifies, He'll be to thee. Then God's listening to the conversation and God steps into the conversation. And here's what God says in verse 14. Because He has set His love upon me, and therefore will I deliver Him. I want to tell you something. You can't go wrong by loving Jesus. The more we love Him, the more He likes it. I mean, you just love Him and He'll love you back. I mean, you just give to Him your love and everything. I'll tell you what. He just gives back His love. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God committed, that means directed, pointed at, God committed His love toward you and I, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Then He says in verse 10, being much more saved by His life, listen, not only did His death, burial, and resurrection save you and I, but thank God, listen, He's resurrected, He's sitting at the Father's right hand tonight, He's our high priest in heaven, and His resurrected life now lives inside you and I, and listen, we're being saved daily by His life.
Man,
what a Savior.
Yes, yes.
He took care of my past through the precious blood.
Yes.
He's taking care of my present through His truth, His word, and the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And my future is secured because He said He's coming after me one day. Oh, my goodness. Verse 14 here, He set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I'll set Him on high because He has known my name. You go to the book of Ephesians and read, the Bible says, we chapter 2, that we've been made to sit together and listen in heavenly places in Him. Practical, we were, listen, practical we in this world, but positionally we're seated with Him. We've been made to sit together. No wonder He said that the devil's under our feet. Listen, why? Because we're sitting with Jesus Christ. All because of Jesus. Hey, everything is all because of Jesus Christ tonight. Verse 15, He shall call upon me, I'll answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble, and I'll deliver Him and honor Him. And with long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. In other words, seven times He talks about what God will do. Because we just desire to dwell in His secret place. I'll tell you what, if you ever get there, you don't want to leave. If you ever, hey, and I'm sure you have. You've had Jesus just to love you when you didn't feel like being loved. Going down the road, just you and yourself. The Lord moves in the car with you. He just loves you right there. Maybe you're home somewhere. Maybe you wives are down at the house, cleaning house, whatever, all by yourself, and you're praising Him with a song, and all of a sudden He moves in, begins to love you and tell you how much that He loves you. Young people, He'll do the same for you too. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes 12, 1, He said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth before the evil days come. But remember Him, why? Because, listen, He can be precious in your sight. Yeah. Go with me to the book of Hosea, and let me close with this verse here. Hosea chapter 14. Hosea chapter 14. Songwriter put it like this many years ago in that old song that we used to sing in our churches years ago, Near to the Heart of God. Amen. There is a place that we can get to the heart of God. And I'm glad Brother Duncan's had this meeting all the year. I've heard a lot about it. But I'm glad across America tonight there's places like this.
Yeah.
But this week, here we are in this place to draw nigh to the heart of God. As John fell upon his breast, felt the heartbeat of God Almighty, loved Him, and he was loved by Him. Oh my goodness, what a Savior. What a wonderful Savior.
Yeah.
Hosea chapter 14, notice here in verse 7. They that dwell under His shadow shall return. I told you, if you ever get there, you want to come back.
Amen.
If you ever get there, you want to come back. My pastor used to preach to us boys in our church, and he said, sometimes God will carry you so far up the river, you don't want to come back.
Yeah.
I sit on the front pew and say, what in the world are he talking about? But I'll tell you what, Jesus is real tonight, amen. I mean, he is wonderful. He is real. He says, they that dwell under his shadow shall return, and then they shall revive. There's something about returning to him that, thank God, he will revive you and I. And then he says here, he said, not only will he revive us, but he says, as the corn. And as, he says, as the corn. As the corn, and grow as the vine. And there he talks about the how we reproduce. We just return to him. He revives you and I. Then we start reproducing again. Yeah. But not only that, here's what he says also. He says, the scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. In other words, it'll be refreshing.
Yeah. Amen.
Have you ever been around some people you just wish that they'd leave? You wish they'd get a phone call. Somebody needed them. But then, thank God, there's some people you don't want them to leave.
Yeah,
they're just a refreshing. Boy, there's something about getting around him and returning to him. He'll revive you and I.
Yeah.
He'll reproduce in you and I. And thank God, listen, it will refresh you and I.
Amen. Yeah.